Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Troy Hughes, back from floating the Frio, or as Roy called it, the Rio Frio.
Well, I mean, that is the name of the town outside of it, Rio Frio. Yes. And I wouldn't say floating, because there's not a lot of floating when a lot of rain has not been dropping a lot. So there's not a lot. But as George Strait once sang,
I remember that old Frio River where I learned to swim.
Yes, it is the annual trip to the Rio Frio, Utopia, Concan, just outside Garner State Park for the family trip. Next to the Rio River, and here the Frio River. And here's the thing: this year, we did it big time. This year, we took the RV, rented myself out a Murata Select 37-foot RV.
Oh yeah, 37-foot. Now, is that long by RV standards? Is that
that's long?
You know, by your footage.
That's long by my standards.
Yeah, when you're used to driving a 12-foot car.
Yeah, that's kind of long. But you know what? Here's the thing. So last Friday, I get off of work and I told Cindy, listen, I appreciate that we got this and that we're driving, you know, 6-7 hours down south. But, you know, I'm probably going to take a nap at some point because I've been up since 3 a.m. But, man, when you get behind the wheel of an RV, the energy and the excitement takes over your body. I didn't sleep at all. Drove the whole way. On
the
like,
big giant wheel you're holding.
Oh, my God.
Holding it at 4 and 8, going there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because some people are like, my God, you're driving this huge RV. Weren't you scared? Isn't it hard? If you drive an SUV, it's the same thing. It's really like the same thing. Plus, this one had cameras on the right and the left and in the back. I mean, you can see everything around you. So if you can drive an SUV, you can drive an RV. So we're making the trip down there. Now, most people, they'll jump on 35. And they're like, okay, I'm going to take 35 all the way down to San Antonio and then cross over to get to the Frio River. No, we take the scenic route. Oh, you go a little further down 30, you exit off 377, and you go through Stephenville. You're going through Dublin, Comanche. You're going through these little small towns.
You took Denton Highway all the way down?
I went all the way down. the way down. Went down through Brownwood. I mean, took me all the way down just outside Uvalde. For some Rio Frio, as you like to say. So we get down there, and it's my wife, the three kids, and all of her family. When I mean all of her family, I'm talking family and friends.
Truckloads.
From her hometown. Absolutely. There's 30 to 40 of them. And I say them because I'm the only one, if you know what I mean. I am the only one.
Yeah. For those that are unaware, Troy is married to a lovely Mexican woman.
Yep.
And Troy himself is Anglo-Saxon.
I like to say honky.
Okay.
But I'll go with Anglo-Saxon if you like to go that way. But yeah, we get down there, 30, 40 people out there, and man, it was so hot. 105 every day.
I thought it was the Frio.
I know. Well, no. The Frio is cold.
It
Frio
is.
Frio Rivers is chilly. There's pockets. Now, there's some places that's a little warmer than others, but that's probably where the kids are playing, and you understand why it's warm. Yep. But you find those little pockets of coldness, little pockets of where the spring is coming up. Frigid cold.
What's the animal population you saw? Bear, deer,
no, there's no bear.
Snake.
There's no zebras.
No.
Elk making their way to the
mountain lions.
So many woolly mammoths surrounding me down there. No, nothing like that. I will tell you what, driving down there between 6 to 7 hours, you see a lot of dead deer on the side of the road.
Oh, that's
tons of them. Now, let me ask, you've been down there. You say it's a yearly trip.
This is the sixth year.
We're suffering from a pretty serious drought here in Texas.
Yeah.
Have you been able to tell the difference over the years of like how wide the river was or how high it was versus what it is now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes back and forth. I mean, when it rains, it rains. And so when the Frio gets high, I mean, you can tell. But as soon as we pulled in last Friday, I'm looking down like, okay, we're going to float. I'm going to take some of the kids. It's going to be awesome. No, it was just barren. It was just nothing but ground. And I'm like, okay, we're going to find a little place and just lay down. And then when we leave, sure enough, a storm comes through for one day, and then there's water everywhere.
Yeah.
So the water, you know, it fluctuates. It goes back and forth. But anyway, we get down there. We stay at a campground just outside of Garner State Park, so we don't have to abide by the state park rules. So we can do anything.
Now, what are the state park rules?
No, state park rules means you can't shoot fireworks down there. And we're there for July 4th.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when we shoot fireworks, everyone from the state park side will come to the river to watch us because we have no rules. So that's why we got there. I told Cindy, this is the year. I'm spending big. We spent about $300 on fireworks, which is a lot for us. Bought the fireworks. I'm like, we are loaded. We are going to have a good time. This is going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Yeah, there's something called a burn ban.
Yeah, they got burn bans all over the place, man.
Yeah. I didn't really look up the information on the burn ban. So if anyone wants $300 worth of fireworks, they're sitting at my house in the garage right now because we weren't able to shoot any of them off.
And you didn't shoot them off when you came back?
No.
Find a spot.
No. Why am I going to shoot the fireworks off 3 days after July 4th?
Because you got them?
What?
I love them.
Because you have them?
Yeah. When a Ranger hits a home run, just shoot them.
Ah! I should have shot one yesterday for Profar. Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
There you go. Just sell them to the ballpark.
Or you give them to the kids to play bottle rocket wars with, you know?
Oh, you mean Roman candles?
No, bottle rockets is what we do. We hold the stick, you get one shot, and fire away.
Did you see the video of the girl in New York shooting fireworks out of like a cannon gun just on the street, like shooting them at people and at other, like, she was going nuts.
I did not see that.
It was amazing.
Yeah, she got signed by the Giants afterwards. So,
but she didn't have a terrible accident.
Was it too soon? So in any case, we're down there, and I'm struggling.
It's too soon for him to be sharing pictures of that.
Oh, I heard. I went off the grid, so I didn't see it until I got back home, and I'm like, that's disgusting. But I'm struggling this week because when you're on vacation, you don't live by your normal work schedule rules. I'm not waking up at 3 a.m. All last week, woke up at 10 and had breakfast at 11. And when you're having breakfast on the Frio River with 30, 40 Hispanics that are on my wife's side of the family, it is a party. It is nothing but eggs, chorizo, pan de campo. It's just all this food that you just eat for the entire day to fill you up until dinner happens. And then in between, all you do is drink. And most people are like, wait, you're with your kids and you're down there drinking? Listen, there's so many people out there.
So many other responsible adults to take that job for me.
Got them.
When you can outnumber the kids like 10 to 1, though, you're winning. You basically feel invincible in that situation as a parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, okay, awesome. So we go down to the river. The kids are splashing around. They're swinging off the trees. They're jumping off the tree stumps. And I encourage anyone and everyone, go down there. It's a great little getaway here in the great state of Texas. And while they're doing that, I'm drinking my brews. You guys know I'm drinking Shiner. I'm a Shiner man.
I know you're drinking Shiner. I know you're drinking Temptress.
Oh, I brought a whole slew of stouts. Because, you know, nothing says stout like 105 degree weather in South Texas.
That's what I want. I can't wait for that.
So I was drinking my stout. I was drinking my Shiner. But at one point, I realized I was out of beer. And I was like, okay, do I walk back up to the campground and get more beer? Or do I look around to see what everyone else is drinking? What everyone else is drinking, like light stuff that I'm just not into because I just can't drink it. And then Mr. Casas, who was down there, said, hey, if you want one of my beers, go ahead and grab me one. I was like, well, I don't know what you're drinking, but I do know that you're worth a lot of money and you're a respected elder here, so I'm going to drink whatever you're drinking. Grabbed one of his beers, looked at it funny because I'm like, I'm familiar with this, but I've never had it. Drank it, and it was delicious. I'm a Budweiser guy.
Oh, oh man. Classic Bud?
I was like,
whoa.
I was like, I've heard Budweiser's like the man's man beer.
It's the king of beers.
The red, white, and blue, the George Washington edition or whatever it is?
I look like a dork because I'm like reading the can because, you know, they put all the effort to make the can look nice with all the words, and I'm like, no one ever reads it, so let me read the can. I'm like, wow, this is really great. I like this, but I can't believe I'm drinking Budweiser right now. It was awesome. I felt like a man. And this is coming from a guy that was drinking Smirnoff Ice for like 4 years.
Yeah, Zima with the Jolly Rancher.
No, no Jolly Rancher, Jolly Lifesaver.
I don't know when it was that Budweiser began to be smeared, but I think its longevity hurt it because as a kid, I always grew up and it was like, oh, that's the old guy's beer.
Yeah.
That's the old man's beer. That's the bushy beard beer.
And that's Mr. Casas. He is an older Hispanic gentleman, and I was like, I'm drinking this from now on. And it was great. So I had my Budweiser. I had already had breakfast, and it was time for dinner. Dinner comes around. Once again, 30, 40 people from this small town just bringing all their food that we cook outside of, you know, this place off the Frio River. And, man, it was nothing but just quail, lamb steaks, jalapenos that are wrapped in, you know, with, like, dove. Like, all this crazy food that I'm like, you know, if I ate this in Dallas or some really nice place in Fort Worth, I'm going to spend, like, $60, $70 a plate.
The Tim Love spot.
Yeah, something like that. Just plenty of food to eat.
Were they turtle doves or just doves?
No, I don't think they were turtle
now,
doves. I didn't ask.
Did you eat this outside with the community?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Did you retreat to the cold...
Good point.
Confines of the RV that you said you spent a lot of money on renting, so you certainly want to get your use out of it.
There you go. Good point, yet you didn't make a point. You asked a question. So good question by you. I know Sean hates people that eat outside and it's 100 degrees. Like, well, you have to eat on the patio. There's something about being at a campground. You don't realize how freaking hot it is while you're eating and drinking Budweiser or stouts. You block all of that out.
Somehow I don't think I'd be blocking out ball. Never mind.
Yeah. No. It was good. Everything was good out there. But I go back to the RV because once again, you're gone for a week. You're staying in this RV. Magnificent. It was large. It was in charge. I tell any and all guys, you've got to take the RV because there's something about the RV that makes it special and weird. Draining the tanks.
Oh.
It's so pleasurable to
me. Oh, no.
What? No. It is. You know those videos that people see that, like, someone's, like smushing, like, a marshmallow, and you get, like, kind of this, like, fulfillment out of watching things like that, or someone's, like, tearing apart a piece of paper? What are those videos called? RMS videos or something like that?
Royal Majesty Service, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever it is. It's something like that. Same thing. When you're draining a tank in an RV, you just feel like, I
feel like Randy Quaid.
I'm cleansing it. The S's full. And I'm cleansing it of its
so
dirtiness.
Disgusting.
No, it was great.
Oh.
It was great. Would you ever take an RV?
Sure, I'd take an RV somewhere. Absolutely.
No, not to like Denton. Like, would you drive like 7-8 hours in an RV?
I mean, yeah. If I was going to drive 7-8 hours, I would take an RV.
You've
absolutely
done it before.
We did. We did it. We went down to Super Bowl in New Orleans in an RV.
And you all complained.
Well,
we complained because somebody
and
had
some
gas.
They had unlimited liquor. They all had a place to, like,
no,
sleep and stretch out there on it, but they still complained.
We complained because somebody was breaking wind the entire time.
Yeah, that's different. Why. That's different because you had someone else drive. You weren't driving it.
No. We had a driver.
No, you had a driver.
Yeah, I would
had someone
take,
OD'd
sure
in the back. You know, that's, it's different. I'm talking about you yourself. Listen, Tolos, get an RV. Take that trip. It's amazing.
I would have somebody else drain the tank.
No. You got to do that. You got to hook it up. You got to know, you know, the black, the gray. You know, gray is your clean water. Black is your poop.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Disgusting.
You're missing out on life, RJ.
Troy's RV was a rocking over the weekend.
There you go. Oh,
in the
four times.
In the van?
Four times?
Four times.
How do you do that with the kids around?
No, because we have a bedroom in the back. The kids are sleeping in the front.
But the kids wonder why their bed's moving back.
I don't move that much.
Yeah, right.
I don't move that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
All right.
I drained three tanks.
Roy, go ahead.
Disgusting.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.